Hey, what's going on, my people? Forgive me for taking so long to do a new podcast. Honestly, I've been caught up making power moves, so at least I do got some good news to report. Today's message is going to be kind of testimonial, but at the same time, you already know what I'm about to do. Let me just start. At 45 years old, I finally got my driver's license. I know. Damn, this dude be trying to motivate people and he don't even got his driver's license? I didn't. I came down from New York to Connecticut. And, you know, I was so used to taking the trains and walking around that I made an excuse year after year to not get my license. But then I got to a point this year where I was like, I feel like I'm restricted. Like I can't move nowhere if I don't do something I've never done. Like I have to take a risk. I have to get over this fear. Because there's certain fears that I've carried since I was young. See, my mother and my father, they never drove a car. So, you know, I wasn't used to seeing a car in the family. But long story short, I finally got my driver's license. And I feel like a whole new world has opened up for me. Why is that important? Because as life goes on, you start realizing that you have to challenge yourself to grow. Listen, a diamond isn't created without struggle. Do the research on how people get diamonds, and you'll see the struggle that goes into getting a diamond. Nothing worth something comes easy. So yes, it was hard for me to get my license because I was afraid. I was afraid to get on the streets and drive and the traffic. And right now I'm trying to learn how to get busy on a highway. You have to take a risk. You have to go out there and do something you've never done if you want to accomplish or attain something you've never had. You have to go ahead and get it. Just make it happen. Now I have some new goals. I already got that out the way. Obviously, I want to get a car. Next thing, I honestly want to go to college. I want to go to college. I dropped out in 9th grade. So if you think I'm educated, I am. Self-taught by God. That's how I got my intellect. But in reality, I'm not well-schooled. I'm not well-studied because I didn't go to school. I dropped out in 9th grade. So now my new passion and focus is, you know what? Let me finish up on this GED and let me go out there and get some college courses in. I want to have a degree. Now, some people might be like, why does dude be sharing all his personal information with people? Because I'm trying to tell you that we all in this together. I ain't no better than you. You ain't no better than me. We're all God's creation and we're all capable of excelling and accomplishing amazing things if we just apply ourselves. So today, start the process to do something you've never done. Whether it's get your driver's license at an older age, whether it's start that business, whether it's start writing out the game plan or the blueprint for that business you've always wanted to do. Whatever it is, only you know what it is. It could be joining the gym, getting your body right. That's another thing I've done, my people. I've adjusted my eating habits. I let myself go. I used to be that sexy dude on the block that all the ladies liked. And then I got married and, you know, as time went on, I got fat, started eating like a dog and I let myself go. So I've made some recent adjustments to say, you know what? I'm not really looking crazy no more. I'm sick of shopping in a, you know, double X section. Now I'm trying to get to that 1X or that large where all the hot gear is at. A fat dude can't wear skinny jeans. Let's be real. And the style right now is everything's a slim cut. So I got to make some adjustments and I've been making the adjustments. I stopped eating bread. I stopped messing with the cheese. I don't eat no dairy. I'm non-GMO, baby. I don't do soy. I do no gluten. Like I'm trying to really make a difference, not only for my appearance, but how I feel inside. I want to live a long time, so I gotta make some adjustments. So my people, I'm just saying, let's stop making the excuses with, oh, but you don't understand. How can I start a business when I don't make that much money? Or oh, my husband would never let me do this, or my girl's gonna complain. Let me tell you something. If the person you're with is against you elevating yourself, you shouldn't be with them. You should not be with anybody that holds you back from destiny. Listen, I don't want to start preaching, but that angers me when I hear things like that. So today, start the process to make that change in your life. It's never too late. I love you. And I'm speaking from deep within my heart. You can do whatever you put your mind to. This is Felix Cabron Dornes with the Concrete Kingdom Podcast. And listen, you can follow me at concrete_kingdom. That's concrete spelled with a K, underscore, 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 kingdom. on Instagram. All right? Listen, God bless you. Get ready for the weekend. Make it happen.